Hi guys, welcome to a brand new episode of TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with the Ola. And so yeah, today is the start of a fresh week, a new week. I hope everybody had a great day, or like everybody's having a great start of the week. I know it might be like frustrating, especially being in this country. I keep saying it, like Nigeria isn't giving anybody any joy right now. There are a whole lot of things going on in almost every sector. It's frustrating. Prices keep going up. Yesterday I went to buy a drink, like soft drink, like carbonated drink is now 150 naira. Hey God, where are we going? Anywho's, I know it can be frustrating and a little bit like, you know, everybody's tired, but we need to keep it moving. We need to keep it moving, because if we stay in one place, man, that's too bad. The world needs to see us keep moving. So yeah, I hope everybody's having a good time too and trying to be happy as much as they can. I hope everybody shall fresh. Hope everybody's okay. So yeah, today I'll be doing a movie review, which I have never done on this podcast, and it's fresh, so let's get to it. So yeah, last week Friday I went to see a movie with my friend, and it's a Nigerian movie. It's called Breaded Life, and I know everybody has been hearing about it, like seeing reviews online, or like just generally seeing, if you're like big on Nigerian actors and stuff, you've been seeing it on their IG or their stuff. And yeah, today I'll be doing a review on the movie. Actually, I did not like start the movie with them, but I watched it to a point. Like I didn't start, like you understand, I didn't come on time to the movie, so I didn't start with the movie. But where I started from wasn't so far from the beginning, and yeah, I understood the story very well, and I finished the movie too. So yeah, I'll be giving a review free of charge, just so like anybody that is interested in watching the movie can like know what to do, because I'm this kind of person that before I go to see a movie in the cinema, I feel like I have to like have a certain level of like, okay, well, this movie is good for me to go and sit in the cinema. And I didn't see any review like that online. I just kept seeing what the movie was about and stuff. I did not see anybody really giving a sincere movie review. So yeah, this is a movie review for somebody that might need it. So yeah, Breaded Life, like I said, is a Nigerian movie, and it's actually very, very funny and dramatic. It's like a drama comedy movie, typical Nigerian movie, you know. It was produced by Biodun Stephen Abi. Yeah, it was directed and written by Biodun Stephen, and then they had amazing actors on that movie. They had MC Lively, Bisola, Timini was bald in that movie, like he didn't have hair, he was not so fine, but he still looks okay. Sha, there was the main character Bimbo Ademoye. Then we had Adedimeji Latif too, and Bolale Nina Lowo, and Nkechi girl, I've forgotten her name, Nkechi Blessing or something like that, and also Tinamba. That was the mother of the guy. Sha, anyhow, Breaded Life, basically the storyline is okay. Timini, rich guy, money boss, Omolowo Bio. You know, he had issues with his mom, and they had a fight, and he just left the house. And the guy is actually spoiled, Sha, but he left the house and apparently had an accident. But we didn't see that way from the beginning of the movie. He just showed us that okay, his family members couldn't, like they just deserted him, like they really showed him pepe. They did as if they did not know him. Like even the gateman was very funny too. I've forgotten his name. Funny Bone. The gateman too showed him pepe. They called dogs on, like they called out the dogs in the compound to come and chase him. They poured pepper water on him. Like they basically did not recognize the son anymore. And then so the only person that could recognizing was the bread seller in the area, which is Bimbo. Now, Bimbo was exceptional in that movie. Like, God, that girl can act. Like, forget, she did act. Like, she's an actress. Like, she had a whole different accent. Like, all this Igbera, like, all this Konkuruba accent. Like, she had that. She really did well. Like, I was really impressed by her character. Abi her cast. Abi who all she was. Anyhow, she was funny as fuck. Like, she just, like, she was funny. And then Timini fell in love with her eventually. But before that, he had to, you know, also, because he was staying with her, she housed him, he was staying with her, and you know, now Sushi Boy, he does not know how to dance, he does not know how to fetch water, he does not know how to, but like, we saw him evolving and like eventually became a street boy. Timini was breaking bottles at a point, boy that could not speak Yoruba or broken, started, you know, conversing in conk, pidgin English and stuff. So yeah, we saw him evolving, and you know, basically, yeah, Timini became a street boy, and then he started selling bread. He started working in a bread making factory, and that was the factory that Adedimeji Latif owned. Adedimeji Latif, I honestly, that guy, I feel like he was good too in that movie, because honestly, I had like a perception of, when I saw the trailer, I thought, okay, he was going to do the usual, like, Igbo accent thingy that he usually does. But no, he didn't, which was, wow. And he was always dripping. Like, he was the drip lord in that movie. He was always wearing Ote outfits. So, yeah, he was the owner of the bread-making factory Timini worked in. And he taught Timini a lot of things. Like, and Timini taught him a lot of things. And along the line, Timini gave him some business ideas of how to like expand his factory and stuff like that. And then eventually they went to get a loan from the bank. And then I don't want to really spoil the movie for you by giving you all the storyline, but basically Timini helped the guy to start up his, like, expand his business. And then he made the Bimbo girl the co-owner of the business and stuff like that. And they eventually got married. But you see, there's just going to be a but in every movie, every Nigerian movie that I have seen. Like, there's always going to be a comma. I don't know why. The movie ended in such a stupid way, like, in such a really stupid way, honestly. I did not expect that ending. That ending was just so somehow. Like, Timini all along was dreaming. Like, it was all a dream, guys. He was still in coma. He had an accident after he left his mom's house, and then he went into coma. And all of that was a dream. So, you're trying to tell me that I have spent almost like more than an hour watching a dream? That's not even the part that pay me. Okay, it's a dream, we are fine with it. You not like Timini saw the girl again in real life after he was discharged. He saw the girl, and then when he met with the girl, they just ended the film like that. For me, I had issues with the ending of that film. The movie was actually interesting, it was funny. That's just the main selling point. It was actually a really funny movie, and it was interesting. But the end of that movie was too bad. It was just too bad. I loved the characters, I mean the cast. I loved everybody, including, like, I loved everybody that was, like, that was part of the cast. But the storyline of that movie, especially the ending, was just too rushed. It was just too stupid and unnecessarily dumb. Like, we did not want that now. That's not what we expected. So you're trying to tell me that he was dreaming of, oh, anyhow, guys. So is breaded life worth it? Like, should you go and watch it or not? if you want to have a good laugh, like you just want to like take your mind off things for a moment and just like have a good laugh, yes, please, I recommend it. Go and laugh. But like if you're looking for something with substance that will like tinkle your your IQ, your intellect, or like will like make you happy in that area, I would not recommend it, honestly. The movie was actually, it wasn't trash, but like if I was to rate that movie, you know, if I was to give it a rating of like 0 to 10, I would rate it like 6. It was there, it was just there. Or more, I was disappointed. I could not even hide it. I did not even know when I put my hand on my head at the end of that movie, like, this is it. My friend self was shocked. She was like, hola, I'm sorry. Like, it was just, the ending was crazy, guys. So yeah, if you want to laugh, go and see Breaded Life. But if you are looking for something that will like, you know, make you wonder and give you suspense, or like make you happy at the end of the day, man, I do not recommend it, guys. I do not. But in general, kudos to Bjordan Steven for producing it and directing it, and you know, kudos to all the cast and crew. In fact, like, they really tried, especially that bimbo girl. Like, she really, really tried. She had I'm very sure she had challenges, you know, fitting into that role, because she had to like speak a whole different language and you know, maybe do stuff she's not usually used to on set. But she did amazingly well. Even Timini did well. Timini did well. He broke bottle at a point. Man, he did well in general. All of the casting, they did well. Bisola too tried. Tinamba, who was Timini's mom. Timini's mom. She did a good job. Kudos to all of them. It was an average movie, so yeah. So that would be, I think that's all I have to say about Breaded Life. Breaded Life, you know, man, it was kosher. So, and then I think they did something in that movie. There's this picture perfect Nigerian movie, picture perfect, with this guy, Bolanle Nolo. So like there was a scene where Bolanle was there, and then the same character he had, you know, character he was playing in Picture Perfect, he was playing in that movie. So it was like a sequel somehow to Picture Perfect. Like, do you get me? Like, he had the same character in another movie. So that was brilliant. Like, immediately I saw that, I was like, wow, that was smart. Like, how did they even think of that? That was really smart. That was actually really good, you know. So the movie wasn't so bad, guys. It was there, you know. So that would be all I have to say about Breaded Life. Hopefully subsequently I will review other movies too. So that would be all I have to say about Breaded Life. So guys, don't forget to share my link to the podcast and like listen to other episodes you've missed out on, because there are a lot of content right here. And don't forget to follow me on IG, on Twitter. Yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a beautiful, blessed week. Kisses and love from Diola. Bye.